From the First Presidency by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. You are the Savior's hands. A story is told that during the bombing of a city in World War II, a large statue of Jesus Christ was severely damaged. When the townspeople found the statue among the rubble, they mourned, which means they felt deep sadness, because it had been a symbol of their faith and of God's presence in their lives. Experts were able to repair most of the statue, but its hands had been broken so badly that they could not be fixed. The people added on the base of the statue of Jesus Christ a sign with these words, "You are my hands." When I think of the Savior, I often picture him with hands outstretched, reaching out to comfort, heal, bless, and love. He loved the humble and the meek, and walked among them, ministering to them and offering hope and salvation. This is what he would be doing if he were living among us today. It is what we should be doing as his disciples and members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As we extend our hands and hearts toward others in Christ-like love, something wonderful happens to us. Our own spirits grow stronger. We become happier, more peaceful, and more open to the whisperings of the Holy Spirit. Let us commit to become the Savior's hands, that others through us may feel His loving embrace, which means hug. Adapted from You Are My Hands, Ensign, May 2010. End of the section, From the First Presidency, You Are the Savior's Hands, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Van Farnworth.